No, I thought it was over because I saw it live. So I was very confident it was done. I was just nervous that sometimes when you're real confident and you think you see it right, sometimes it changes. So you're never fully sure until they let you know.
Yeah, this will be a rematch of the September 26th Packers at 49ers game. And in that game, 49ers had the lead, and then Aaron Rodgers threw two late touchdown passes and won the game 30-28. And I am sure as we go back upstairs, that is in the back of the player's mind. We'll see you in sports.
All righty, Vern, thanks. We'll see you in a bit.
Yes, now back to the celebrations in the Bay Area. And KPIX5's Dahl Lynn shows us they're not just celebrating here in the Bay Area.
A lot of excitement at the Kezar Pub in San Francisco. 49er fans are celebrating in Arlington as well. I talked to some super fans who made their way to Texas and are now partying at the stadium. A sea of red jerseys outside of AT&T Stadium. Hundreds of 49er fans tailgating in the parking lot.
It's crazy out here. You don't even understand. There are so many Niner fans out here, and we got a few of these Dallas fans sprinkling in every once in a while. There's a couple of them, but we're taking over. I told you guys when we got here that we was a takeover, and this is what we're doing. Look at this.
Superfan Jesse Mendez and his buddies arrived in Texas on Friday.
This is our 49er tailgate from Levi's Stadium right here in Dallas. Now we do it.
They wanted to blanket the Arlington Stadium like they did last week in L.A. when the Niners beat the Rams.
And as you can see, we're seeing family everywhere we go out here. All the people from San Francisco, San Jose, Santa Clara. We got the DJ going on over here. It's a good time, though. The atmosphere is really uplifting and fun out here right now.
Back in San Francisco, a packed house inside and out at the Kezar Pub.
Go Niners!
Go Niners!
For these fans, the game starts off with a tequila shot.
The game kind of provides like a distraction kind of for the pandemic, but also like, you know, being outside here, you can kind of be semi-safe as possible and still kind of interact with people and still enjoy the game.
Despite the Omicron surge, these fans say watching with other like-minded people just ups the game.
It's playoffs. Like, you gotta be around the people that are just as invested.
It's George Kibble.
A fan even brought in a mascot. George Kibble the dog is supposed to bring good luck.
That's good!
The long history between the Niners and Cowboys makes this win even more special.
It really adds to the energy and the environment when you can turn around and high-five everyone from San Francisco. Yeah.
In San Francisco, I'm Dahl Lynn, KPIX5.
Well, there is other news tonight. Alameda County investigators are looking into the second armed robbery in 3 days targeting a French bulldog. A woman and her daughter were walking their dog down Norbridge Road in Castro Valley at about this time yesterday when a group pulled up in a black SUV and jumped out. They had three guns. One took the bulldog from the daughter. Another stole the older woman's purse, which had her wallet and keys. And later that night, they stole her car out of her driveway. Family is so shaken up, they're now staying in a hotel.
How's everybody doing?
You know, not so good. We've had a lot happen to us recently. My dad has been in the hospital for like the last 30 days. And then everything combined with this and him not being here, it's pretty hard on my family right now.
If French bulldogs have become a popular target for thieves because they can sell them for thousands of dollars. Meanwhile, we've gotten word that another Frenchie stolen in an armed robbery near Oakland's Lake Merritt is home safe tonight. There's no details yet, though, on where or how it was found.
Well, crews in Fremont pulled off an unusual survivor from the rubble of an apartment fire. They saved a bearded dragon from a unit that caught fire early yesterday evening along San Pedro Drive. The fire displaced 10 people. No residents were hurt. Sadly, a cat did die in that fire. And this was the aftermath of a fatal head-on crash near downtown Sonoma today. The CHP says a silver Cadillac hit three oncoming vehicles as the driver tried to pass another car on Highway 116.
I can't give you an estimate on the speed, but you can assume based upon that damage that it was significant. We don't have any specific information yet on whether any parties involved were impaired. However, we are investigating that possibility.
A teenager in the Cadillac died. The driver and another teen in the car were badly hurt.
Our cameras were at the Port of Oakland as drivers staged this sideshow along Harbor Road. They left the telltale tracks all over the pavement as they spun donuts in front of a crowd. One of the vehicles had only three wheels. Got the attention of the crowd, also got the attention of the police, who showed up to shut it down. So far, no word on whether any drivers were arrested or if they had their cars impounded. And a live look at Oakland right now, where you're about to start seeing a lot more signs of the times. Yesterday was the deadline for businesses and government agencies to post flyers like that, alerting people to the city's new indoor vaccine mandate taking effect next month. Anyone 12 and up will have to show proof of vaccination to get into restaurants and bars, gyms and entertainment venues, and city-owned buildings.
Well, over the last several weeks in the Bay Area, we have seen long lines of cars filled with people waiting to get COVID tests. But now many are frustrated about those long delays in getting their results. Earlier today, we spoke with UC Berkeley professor and infectious disease expert, Dr. John Schwartzberg, and he admits it is becoming a real problem.
The delay in testing is really a fundamental problem in terms of trying to make sure that those people who can spread the virus are removed from society. They stay home. And that will flatten out the number of cases we have. It will free up our hospitals to take care of patients much more effectively, and it frees society to work better.
He also says if you have any symptoms, you should isolate yourself for at least 5 days as a precaution.
And to join with you today, what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
Now at 6:30, people across the Bay Area and nation are pausing to honor the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And while many of tomorrow's official events have been called off because of COVID, KPX 5 Sean Chitness reports that organizers are finding new ways to spread a message that is more relevant than ever.
Once again, MLK Day celebrations will not take place in person around the Bay Area. But today at this church, they were able to spread the message of Dr. King virtually and connect it to the current fight for voting rights.
Church service to celebrate the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. looked different once again in the pandemic, live streamed from the Church for the Fellowship of All Peoples.
Toward justice has to do with confronting those ills that are determined to counteract the dignity of every human being.
But the relevance of remembering King's contributions as a civil rights icon remains, whether gathered in person or virtually.
What are the things that block us from being the kind of community that we ought to be?
Speakers from the NorCal MLK Foundation and the church honed in on the current voting rights debate in Congress.
We're going to be spending our entire year in that struggle and in that fight to move us toward a better place in this country.
A call for federal voting laws and criticisms of changes in some states have become part of the cause for some on MLK Day.
There's hope that things can change, will change, and must change.
But it can also be a time to reflect on what is happening locally and improvements needed around the Bay Area.
King also talked about different kind of distribution of wealth. Look at San Francisco and look at the difference between people in terms of wealth.
So while a large gathering to celebrate MLK will have to wait another year, leaders say the work on voting rights must continue now.
How a new generation is embracing and tackling the issue of social justice.
And they hope people of all ages will join events virtually this weekend and use MLK Day to engage others on an issue they believe is pivotal for the nation in the months ahead. Sean Chitness, KPIX 5.
Pandemic is throwing another tradition off track. Caltrain has canceled tomorrow's annual celebration train honoring Dr. King.
To commemorate the Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service, President Biden and the First Lady volunteered to help those in need. They helped fill food boxes today at PhilAbundance, a hunger relief organization in Philadelphia. And here in the Bay Area, dozens of people also filled food boxes for the hungry. And with the Omicron surge, many organizations like the Food Bank of Contra Costa and Solano, they are facing a critical shortage of volunteers. One high school student we spoke with says it's easy and it's rewarding.
It's really a great feeling. It's just the feeling of being like productive, you know, you feel like you did something and you like kind of, you know, actually contributed to something. And a lot of the times, like, I don't know, if you, as opposed to like just, you know, doing nothing on the weekend.
Bay Area food banks serve 12 Northern California counties and feed about 1 million people each month.
Tonight, the Bay Area's Tongan community, the largest in California, is still waiting for word on friends and family back home. That massive undersea eruption that triggered the Bay Area's biggest tsunami threat more than a decade cut internet and phone service to the small island kingdom, leaving the world in the dark about its fate.
We tried to get a hold of family and there's no connection.
We tried to write, we tried to call, no luck.
The biggest emotion that a lot of us have is helplessness. You can't really do anything from here.
The tsunami threat has receded. The air has also cleared enough in the vicinity for New Zealand to send a surveillance flight to survey the damage. So far, there are no official casualty reports, but many coastal areas and smaller islands are still offline.
Tennis superstar Novak Djokovic flew out of Australia late Sunday night, hours after a court upheld the government's decision to cancel his visa over the country's COVID-19 entry rules and his unvaccinated status. His supporters protested in the streets of Melbourne, where it is now Monday, and the Australian Open is just getting underway. Djokovic had hoped to chase a record 21st Grand Slam win there. In a statement, the 34-year-old said he was extremely disappointed in the court's ruling, but he respects it. He added that he hopes the focus can now return on the tournament and the game itself.
Now to a live look at SFO, where the weather could cause some trouble for travelers, depending on where they're going or where they're coming from. Reporter John Lawrence on the dangerous winter storm sweeping through parts of the east that aren't used to getting snow.
Winter weather alerts extend for more than 1,400 miles across the U.S., stretching from Mississippi to Maine.
This storm's a menace. As much as a foot of snow is expected to fall in the mountains and foothills, and in central North Carolina, freezing rain and sleet on top of some snow will fall.
Significant ice accumulation is expected in North and South Carolina, making travel especially dangerous.
Because it will be such a statewide impact, we've activated our State Emergency Operations Center along with our State Emergency Response Team partners in preparation for this. So I think if we can be ready, we are ready for this storm.
Governors have declared states of emergency in the Carolinas, Virginia, and Georgia.
The main message to my fellow Georgians is just be winter weather aware this weekend.
The storm is also expected to bring a wintry mix to the northeast through Monday.
We're anticipating 8 to 10 inches of snow in the area. We will have 24-hour coverage on our roadways.
Officials warn residents in affected areas to stay home if possible and to be cautious while driving.
I know you got to get the main drags first, but hey, just run a plow through some salt would be happy.
More than 2,000 flights have been canceled Sunday, according to the tracking site FlightAware. John Lawrence, KPIX 5.
More than 200,000 people in the southeast are already without power. And tonight, more than 80 million Americans are under winter weather alerts.
We want to thank you for watching. 60 Minutes is next.
And we'll see you back here at 11 o'clock tonight. Thanks for watching.